Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
British tourists yesterday started to descend on holiday resorts across Portugal after overseas holiday restrictions were lifted in Britain. Now, only a dozen countries and territories are on their green list, but most are either remote islands or they don't currently allow UK tourists to enter. So it's Portugal. It's become the go-to destination for people seeking a bit of sun. And let's cross now to the Algarve and speak to Martin Kerr, owner of Julia's Restaurant and Beach Bar. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
So have you begun to see an increase in footfall in your beachside restaurant?
Physically, absolutely, since yesterday. I mean, it seems that people just got straight off the plane, didn't even bother unpacking their bags and came straight here. We're seeing most of the reservations coming through. Well, we've seen most of them coming through since the announcement from Boris Johnson, and the bookings have gone crazy via the internet all the way through to the end of October.
So do you insist on people booking?
It's a prerequisite. It always has been to guarantee a table. Absolutely. It's just it's the way of the world. And email is just the way people get through life these days, it seems.
You must be looking at a bonanza season now with this place, Portugal, being the go-to destination for the British.
Absolutely. And hopefully it will be for us at Julia's and many of the others. And it's much needed. You know, we've all had a barren spell, to say the least, as a lot of the world has. And economically, we need it to function.
Any Irish around?
Always. I'm not going to be unbiased here. We love them. They love us. We love them. We give them what they want. And there's a lot of permanent residents here. And when the influx usually comes at the around mid to late June, it's like a steam train.
Yeah, you see, we always wonder when something happens in the UK when it comes to restrictions, will people pop over the border and fly out that way? Have you seen any increase in the last couple of days, would you say?
Well, we've certainly seen a big increase in the last few days. Maybe not so much from Ireland. There's been a lot of residents, people that have been stuck here for whatever reason or chose to work here, live here over the last 6 to 8 months, be it fortunate or otherwise. The border with Spain opened a couple of weeks ago, so we've seen a lot more influx, certainly of naturally Spanish people, holiday makers, etc.
And how are things there? What sort of rules are in place, Martin, in Portugal?
Well, the rules remain the same, pretty much. Contrary to some of the media in the UK, that's subjective. The facts are, masks must still be worn in public places. That includes when you go to the beach. You only remove your mask when you sit down. And the same applies to restaurants and all public places, shops, etc.
So you have to wear your mask when you're walking about outside?
If you're walking about outside, no. But if you're coming across someone, it's just a general courtesy of today's world. What if this is a new normal? It's a common courtesy to have your mask or distance from someone as you're walking past them on a walk along the beach or on a boardwalk, for example. But if you're in a public area, certainly a high street, a shopping centre, it's mandatory to wear the masks.
And what about entertainment in the bar and the restaurant, Martin? Are you allowed to have music?
We are allowed live music. We've been allowed live music since about mid to late April. Everything's all clear. Dancing is only permitted generally at your seat at your table.
That's
no
not
one's
much
allowed
fun,
to go.
Is it?
I suppose what dancing could lead to other situations. Who knows? It's a tricky one, isn't it? It's the same as last year. Most people do understand, as much as with the mask scenario. As far as the UK etc. is concerned, they're talking about June 21 being a D-Day, for example. Portugal is still insisting, and by law, the masks are mandatory.
So if somebody gets up and decides to have a dance, they've had a few glasses of wine, you're the dancing police, are you? You and your staff, you have to give a tap on the shoulder.
You'll probably find it's my wife and owner of this place, joint partner, Shelley Porton, who's going to be killing the music and asking them politely to sit down. It's an unfortunate situation, but the rules of Portugal still have to be adhered to, sad to say.
Yeah, it's difficult though in your situation where people are there to enjoy themselves, but you've got to put a limit on it and police that. And just over the last while, you touched on it earlier, Martin, you were forced to close in January and you reopened at the start of last month. What have things been like over that period?
Well, during the closure, you can imagine a lot of nothingness. It's been, you know, the staffing situation, of course, governmental assistance is what it is, as much as many countries. We've been doing a lot of renovations. We're always constantly trying to move forward, improving the experience for the customers here at Julia's. It's been tough, though, economically, naturally. No one's having a free ride on this one.
Have you been able to keep your staff?
We've kept all of our 35 full-time staff. One or two have naturally just walked away. They've gone to work in other countries. We still have a huge complement of staff, and we've looked after them. They're very much a part of our team, as you can imagine, in most businesses.
What about the prices now? Because given that Portugal is going to be the focus of attention and the destination of choice, enforced choice for many people, are prices going up?
You can see at the outset, naturally or artificial price demand-led inflation of airline prices, hotel prices, accommodation prices generally. I think there's just a general short supply and a lot of people rolled over from last year who had to forego their holidays through the unfortunate lockdown. Mm-hmm. There are some notable price rises in some areas. We've always been competitive, we'll always be competitive, and that's the way it is. I can't really add more to it. Everyone, all according to their own.
And the other thing you have to do when it comes to how you run the business, you have to close everything at 10:30.
Correct. That's still, at the moment, it's
I can imagine
still,
that no, runs contrary to everything you've been used to.
Yeah, well, fortunately, a lot of our customers are very happy to get up earlier and start earlier in the day. And 10:30, they're naturally done. But it's a tough one. I can only be positive and imagine that as the numbers stay as they are with this current influx of British holidaymakers, the government will look at the numbers, the 7-day rolling average, and hopefully the closing time will push out.
I can imagine now, if you're going on your holidays, long awaited after the year that everyone's put in, that going home at 10:30 is going to be a tricky one to enforce as well for you.
It's a tough gig, but by law, we're susceptible to fines as much as the public are. And whether ours are greater than the public, we have to. It's about adhering to the law. It's a very sad situation. I've got to be positive. I think we all have to be that. I think the government will see sense and sensibility within this, and it will push out to around midnight as it was last year.
And what about your own plans, Martin? Have you been back to the UK at all, or do you intend to travel?
We last went back to the UK to see our granddaughters last September. Unfortunately, our son was out here for Christmas and ended up staying 2 months because it just happened to be a hell of a lot better place to be than London. We have plans to go back, but certainly not at the moment because business has to be done.
Mm-hmm. You'll be busy. And
how's
the vaccination rollout going in Portugal?
The rollout seems to be improving with speed. Certainly, they've called on now in the last 2 weeks. They've moved from the 60s and over down to the 55s and over. And I'll be in the next zone, actually.
So you're looking forward to that, no doubt. Listen, before we let you go, Martin,
yes,
will you give us the weather report from Portugal just to make us feel good about ourselves?
Okay. You know the surface of the sun?
Yes.
It's just below that heat temperature at the moment, and it's about 11 o'clock. It's about 29 degrees.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's lovely. It's fantastic.
Enjoy, Martin. Not envious
Thank
at
you.
All. Thank you very much for talking to us. That's
a pleasure.
Martin Kerr, owner of Julia's Restaurant and Beach Bar in the Algarve. Oh, to be there. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.